Quite a man. Well, I just want to tell you that I normally only take 10 minutes to give my Gideon report, and but Pastor Kevin and Pastor Sherry have allowed me a whole hour and a half to give my testimony. Of course, I figured, well, I don't have that much in me, you know, Lord. I just maybe 35 minutes at the most. So you're going to be listening to what I have to say. And as I say, there was a couple of the of my testimonies that had to do with military. And so this Bible is priceless.
Amen.
A young couple who was attending an older couple for the first time, they were shut-ins, and they were going to have a Bible study with them. And as they walked in the front door, sitting on the table, they were kind of transfixed into looking at a picture of a young man in a military uniform. And the elder gentleman kind of excused himself. He noticed what they were doing, and he walked out. And he came back in with a blood-stained Bible. And he said, "This Bible is priceless. I saw you looking at the picture of that military person on the table. That was our son, Billy. Billy was a very bad boy. His whole life he was in trouble. He, as he got older, he started getting into drugs and alcohol. And he was just an, we were praying for him the whole time, because he didn't even want to be around us, because we were of his very spiritual thoughts, and we were always praying, and he got tired of that. And when he turned 18, he decided, well, he was arrested, and they took him to the boys' prison, and they gave him an option of joining the service when he got out, if they would let him out. And so Billy did that. He joined the service. And as we know, when you enter the service, back in the South, that's where he was, they give you one of these. And so anyway, Billy went through his basic training. And when he he was finished with that, they sent him off to Afghanistan. Well, he was among some of the first troops that went in, which was the most dangerous time there. And in the third week, he was killed. And maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, he received a box. The father. And the father was opening the box, and they had been praying for Billy and prayed for his safety, and they realized that God hadn't answered their prayer. And as he opened the box, he came upon this blood-stained testament. And when he did that, on the last page was a letter from the commanding officer, a note, so to speak. And in that note, it said that your son was a hero. He was had this scripture open to the last page, and he had signed it along with his other buddies who he had been witnessing to, and they had all signed it too. And, of course, they were all killed. And anyway, This Bible, he said, is absolutely priceless. I wouldn't take any money for it. Two Gideons were on their way from the Ukraine to the Russian military base in Siberia. And which is kind of a brave thing for them to do, because the Gideons from the Ukraine did not necessarily get along with the Russians. The Russians kind of lorded it over them, and they thought they were less than alive people. They were discussing handing out these Bibles to the Russians soldiers. And sitting behind them was a young man. And this young man said, "Excuse me, could I have one of those?" And he kind of lifted it up and he kind of fingered. He didn't quite know where to start. So the two Gideons did the thing that we always do when we give these two people. We turn to the last page and we show them where God loves you and he gave his only son. And if you say the sinner's prayer, you can write your name in there that you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. As a result of that, that young man had accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And the next day he was in his classroom. And he was sitting there listening to the instructor giving the lesson, and the instructor said, "If I only had a Bible." And the young man reached in his pocket and said, "Teacher, I have one." It was probably the only Bible in that school. And praise the Lord. And so the instructor completed his lesson to his satisfaction, and he dismissed the class. But seated in the rear were three Russian students. And they came forward to him, and they said to the young man, "Where would we get one of those?" And so he indicated to them that if they went down to the Russian military base and kind of be careful they weren't inducted into the Russian army, that they could find the Gideons. And they did. They found the Gideons, and the Gideons went through the same procedure with them. They kind of looked at it and kind of fingered around, didn't know where to start. And so the Gideons went through the same procedure with them. And as a result of that, over 40 Christian churches were started in Siberia. I've gone to, we give testaments out at the Clallam County Fair, and last year I was there, and a person asked me, "Who are the Gideons?" Because they saw a sign up in the back of our booth, said, "Gideons." And I kind of realized that some people don't know who the Gideons are. And I thought, well, here's my chance. So I said, the Gideons are born-again Christian men and their wives, all members of their local churches. And we're over 300,000 strong. We're in over 200 countries. And our Bibles are printed in more than 101 languages, and that includes dialects also. Yeah. Our purpose is to bring boys and girls, men and women, to find the saving grace of Jesus Christ through witnessing and also through distributing these Bibles to various different areas, such as schools. Another favorite testimony that I was I had is of a young lady called Terry Hemsley. And Terry was a single mom. She had just lost her job. And she was sitting in a darkened closet with a loaded revolver, cocked back, ready to pull the trigger. And she cried out, "Lord, is there any reason I shouldn't pull this trigger?" Suddenly, the door burst open, and in burst her son, Tommy. And Tommy said, "Mom, Mom, there were some men out of the school today on the sidewalk. I think they were called Gideons. And they were handing out these Bibles. I'd like to have you come and let's read with me." And so she burst out of the room and dropped the pistol, and she went out and sat down with her son Tommy and started her spiritual journey. We also distribute to areas in Port Ludlow. We've just had a distribution here at the auxiliary did anyway, because Vicki is the president of the auxiliary, and so she had set that up, and they went out and they took some Bibles too. Port Ludlow. Yeah. We also went down to, first I should tell you, we do firefighters, we do it to the police departments, we do it, in fact, in our area, we have two gangs that go down to our police department, and there's a kind of a quick turnover there. So we're constantly supplying them with scriptures and giving them out. And those young men usually take them very gladly. So we're happy with that. And we were recently down at the Clearwater Correction Center beyond Forks. And we distributed 223 full Bibles to them. Were large print because some of them can't read that well. And they're a soft cover because we're not allowed to give them the hardcover ones. They might be used as a weapon. And these young men were really happy to get these particular Bibles because, and they would be reading them as they walked away and sharing it with the people walking next to them. Maybe couldn't read. So it was very exciting for us to have that happen. And we also distribute to the hospitals, the county fairs, and we'll be, we've also going to be at the Lavender Festival this year, and we'll be distributing there. And our purpose then is to bring these to the people that come to those. There's an interesting statistic that was given by a pastor, Billy Kim. Billy Kim made a little different approach to the cost of war. And kind of approached it from the standpoint of the soldier. He stated that during Julius Caesar's time, it cost 75 cents to kill one enemy soldier. That was the cost of the materials, maybe a bow and arrow, who knows what. During the time of Napoleon, the cost was $2,000. And during the time of World War I, it was $100,000. And during World War II, the cost was $200,000. And if there is a World War III, we pray that that's not going to happen. And it appears that we're pretty much okay. The cost will be over $1 million. And you can kind of see the escalation of what it costs in the materials to build these things. It's the times that we're living in that has created these weapons. These Bibles cost money. $25 buys 5 hotel Bibles. $130 buys 100 of these Testaments. And your church, by the way, gave enough money last fiscal year to buy over 352 of these and 40 of the motel Bibles. Now, the interesting thing about the motel Bible is that it has a life. It lasts for about 2,500 readings. So it's not just one time. Somebody opened the drawer and there it is. 2,500 times. And of course, who knows how many times these are read? Because these don't always end up, as we know, with one person. And at the fairs where we give them out, we will hand them to people who and they'll say, well, I already have one of these. And I say, well, do you have a brother or sister? And they'll be a young person. And they'll say, well, yeah. I said, well, take this one and give it to them, too. So, and maybe, or they'll say, I don't go to church. And I'll say, well, you know what? Take this home and give it to your parents. So, anyway, that's how we do it. I just want to also tell you that Isaiah 55:11 says, God's word does not return void. Paraphrased, of course. And also the fact that your church gave so many Bibles out, that fits another one, and that's Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My wife, Vicki, will be in the back as we leave in the lobby, and she will explain the Gideon cards to you and how they're used and how you might use them for recognition or a memory of somebody. And I will be in the lobby with an open Bible. Any donation will be gladly received. And I would say, how can you help? Well, prayer is most important. And yet, I'll be happy to take your donation. We are looking for men and their wives who wish to be a Gideon. And we need Gideons in this area, by the way. So if you are thinking of that, see me after the service. I'll tell you what the qualifications are, and we'll discuss it. I just want to thank you, Pastor Kevin, and Pastor Sherry. I'm not sure where you are, but there you are. and the congregation for allowing me to share this wonderful ministry that God has given to reach people all over the world.
Question. What was the name of the gentleman in the video?
Bill Say.
That was Bill Say.
S-A-Y?
S-A-Y-E.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
In this day and age, it's so hard to find a gift for someone, birthday or graduation or memorial. Please, Vicki will be in the back, and go and see her. It is so easy to give a Gideon gift to someone, and then Bibles are received and something worthwhile happens instead of just maybe a little trinket that might get, you know, put on a shelf and given away later. So please see Vicki. She's going to help you learn how to fill out those little cards. And it's really your blessing for that person goes on and on.
We've received them ourselves. Yes. When people have died, we've given them away many times. And it really is a very special thing to be able to do. As Pastor Sherry said, the Word of God lives on. And yes, Laura? There you go. You bet.
I got an email back and said, that dog done more after he died than he ever did before.
That's
Amen.
Great.
Sweet.
That's great. Well, the Lord is good. Don't you believe that? We appreciate you guys so much coming and sharing with us. We love the Gideon Ministry as a congregation. As a congregation, we give every year, and we'll be doing so again today. But do hang around and chat with them. If you are desiring to become a Gideon, it is a very worthwhile, wonderful ministry. And we just so wholly support what you're doing. Thank you so much, you guys. Stand with us, will you, as we close? It's been a great day together in the Lord. It's been a wonderful time to worship Him, to enjoy His presence. And we're going to go out with the joy of the Lord and bless you on the way out the door as well. Father, we thank you for being so good. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. For, Lord, as we've come to give you our praise, you have transformed us today. The scripture tells us that you live in the presence of your people. And Lord, we and the praises of your people. And we thank you that we have that privilege day by day as Christians dedicated to you to experience your presence and to lift up praise to you. Now bless each one as they go from this place, strengthened in body, in soul, and spirit, to go out as ambassadors for you, full of the joy of the Lord. We thank you for this opportunity. Raise your hands, would you please, church, for the blessing? For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And another scripture, the amazing grace of the Master Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit, be with all of you. Now bless your people as they go from this place in Jesus' powerful name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. Be released in the joy of the Lord.